So Hannah finally had her baby. We may recall an earlier time when she and her husband Elkanah tried and tried to have a baby without luck. Hannah would visit the temple frequently and pray up a storm that God would help her become pregnant, but in vain. On one of her visits to the temple, she was, as usual, praying fervently to God for a baby, but doing so quietly, though her lips were moving. And Eli, the priest in charge of the temple, seeing her lips moving, but hearing no sound forthcoming, proceeded to judge that she was drunk. He was obviously not well instructed in the various ways of praying. So he proceeded to bawl her out, but she responded by informing him of what she was doing. Poor Eli was embarrassed and proceeded to bless her, and that did the trick. She became pregnant, and the mother of Samuel, who was to become one of the great prophets of Israel. Full of joy, what did Hannah then proceed to do? She took this gift from God, her small bundle of joy, back to the temple, leaving him there to serve God the remainder of his life. So Hannah joined the likes of Elizabeth and Mary in receiving the gifts God provided them and proceeded to return them to God. That seems to be the special kind of holiness we celebrate at Christmas time, to cherish the gifts God gives us, embellish them, and then return them to God.